Genesis chapter 46. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba well of an oath, and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down into Egypt, because I will there make of you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon your eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle, and their goods, which they had obtained in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob, and all his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants he brought with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel, who came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanoch, and Phallu, and Hezron and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul the son of a Canaanitish woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Pharez, and Zerah, but and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Pharez were Hezron and Hamul, and the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Fuva, and Job, and Shimron, and the sons of Zebulun, Sarid, and Elon, and Jalil. These are the sons of Leah, which she gave birth to Jacob in Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion, and Hagi, Shuni, and Ezbon, Eri, and Arodi, and Areli. And the sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishwa, and Isui, and Beriah, and Sarah their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malchiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she gave birth to Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, gave birth to him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, and Besher, and Ashbel, Gera, and Naaman, Ahi, and Rosh, Mupim, and Huppim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob, all the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Guni, and Jezer, and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and she gave birth to these to Jacob, all the souls were 7. All the souls who came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his body, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph, who were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. And he sent Judah before him to Joseph, to direct his face to Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot, and went up to meet Israel his father in Goshen, and presented himself to him, and he fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are yet alive. And Joseph said to his brothers, and to his father's house, I will go up, and talk to Pharaoh, and say to him, My brothers, and my father's house which were in the land of Canaan, have come to me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade has been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks, and their herds, and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you, and shall say, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Your servant's trade have been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we and also our fathers, that you may live in the land of Goshen, because every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.